It's an American movie classic. Known for its swirling score and unforgettable cast.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
But now, Gone with the Wind is temporarily gone from streaming service HBO Max. The film, set in Georgia during the Civil War, has been criticized for romanticizing slavery. HBO says the film will return to service with a discussion of its historical context and a denouncement of those very depictions.
Is this change necessary?
I think it's a good idea. We're at a crucial historic moment in our nation's consciousness. There was a great deal of heightened awareness of the pervasiveness of racism. And a great film, a very entertaining film, a much enshrined film like Gone with the Wind, has that racism built into it. And so I think it's important to have this context now.
This comes as Americans are looking at cultural staples through a new lens in the wake of recent protests. After 32 seasons, Paramount Network is canceling the TV show Cops, an unscripted reality show following police officers on the job. This cultural reckoning comes amid a renewed push by several states to get rid of Confederate monuments. And late today, NASCAR announcing a ban on Confederate flags from all racetracks, saying it runs contrary to our commitment to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment for fans. But as some push to rename U.S. military bases named after Confederate leaders, President Trump says his administration will not even consider the renaming of these magnificent and fabled military installations.
I think Trump is, you know, saying what side he's on. But what I do notice is that the ground is shifting and that there are more people who are demanding a different America.
Now, new signs that America may be listening.